Howdy, folks. As I understand it, inflation is when you never had it so good or saw it go so fast. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time. There's one thing nobody can say about my Aunt Penelope. Nobody can say she's bright. Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say she's ignorant. She's just stupid, I think you'd say. Now, understand, I'm not saying Aunt Penelope is the dumbest woman in Winston County. But she's right up there among the first five, I think. Like the other day when Uncle Delbert came home, and she was crying. And he asked her what was the matter, and she said she'd baked a cake and put it in the refrigerator 4 hours ago, and there wasn't any frosting on it yet. Now, I remember last year she saved all the wrapping paper that came into the house. She figured, you know, wrapping paper would come in handy around Christmas time. And it sure did, too. I mean, she gave all her friends 15 pounds of wrapping paper Christmas. Of course, now, Aunt Penelope, she's no blood kin of mine. She's strictly Uncle Delbert's idea. He married her in 39. And that was no vintage year for weddings, I'll tell you. Let me see now. Suppose we hear what Marion Morgan's going to sing for us today. Hmm?
The song is If I Were a Bell.
Ask me how do I feel? Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I've just got to behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. If I were a season, I would surely be spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding.
Well, that sounded real pretty, Marion. And the accompaniment of the Buttram Symphony was pretty good, too. No, it's fine. The background, you know, is important every time. Chewing delicious double mint gum is like that. A wholesome, harmonious background to your day. It doesn't interfere with what you're doing. Just goes right along with you, giving you all the pleasure of that delicious double mint flavor. A refreshing lift. And long-lasting, satisfying enjoyment. So you treat yourself often as you go about your daily routine there to delicious, satisfying, double mint chewing gum, will you? And right now I suspect that the Buttram Symphony has a polka for us. Is that right, Frank?
Right, Pat. The hot dog polka.
Thank you. right, thank you, fellows. You know, this is about the time of year when seems like all grown-ups feel it's their duty to give advice to young men starting out on their own. I often wonder why we do it. I mean, young folks, they don't especially appreciate it, don't even like it, and I'm not too sure our advice is much good anyway. Come to think of it, we grown-ups, we don't pay too much attention to advice. We see a sign, you know, it warns us of wet paint, and the first thing we do is touch it to find out if it's really wet. And we tell our young men never to play cards with strangers. The first thing we know, we're on a train, and we meet some charming companions. And before we know what's happened, we're writing checks to cover our losses. About the only good I see in giving advice is the fun we get in giving it. Most all the ills of the world could be avoided if each new generation only would learn from the experiences of the old. But they won't. It's human nature for each of us to find out for himself. I remember one time giving a young fellow some good, sound advice, like I always do, and when I'd finished, he said, "Pat, I know you're right, but remember, you found out by experience, not by taking advice, and I'm going to do it the same way." So I'm through giving advice. But I will throw in a little you order now and then. Like, you ought to make sure you have some delicious and healthful double mint chewing gum with you all the time there. It's easy to carry in your pocket or purse, and it's easy to buy. There's always a friendly double mint dealer handy nearby. Maybe you ought to get some today, huh? And now it's Buttram bonus time. Today's Buttram bonus is on the subject of time. As you probably realize, time is what keeps everything from happening at once. Well, in my research, I looked up what the old philosophers had to say about time. You see, I didn't figure I was the first to ever ponder the subject. And, well, sir, the general theme is that time is mighty valuable, and you shouldn't squander it. That's the only criticism I have about time. It comes and goes, and when it's gone, you can't bring it back. I've never seen anything going so fast in one direction. Now, on the passing of time, Mrs. Sigourney had this to say. She said, "Lost yesterday, somewhere between sunrise and sunset, two golden hours, each set with 60 diamond minutes. No reward is offered, for they are gone forever." How true. Well, I know that's right, but I advocate just a little time for a fellow to take it easy, maybe to pause and take stock of himself, to meditate. I mean, who knows, in our frantic pace, these little stolen minutes of rest and solitude might be more valuable than hitting the ball every minute. Now, of course, you're familiar with other observations about time, such as time and tide wait for no man but will stand still for a woman of 30. And love at first sight saves a lot of time. Well, I'm running out of time, so that's the Buttram bonus for today. Now, Jack, let's hear from the quartet.
Skeeters am a-hummin' on the honeysuckle vine.
Sleep, Kentucky babe.
Sandman is a-coming to this little babe of mine.
Sweet Kentucky babe. Silvery moon is shining in the heavens up above. Bobolink is pining for his little lady love. You is mighty lucky, babe of old Kentucky. Close your eyes in sleep. Fly away. Fly away, Kentucky babe. Fly away to rest. Fly away. Lay your little curly head on your mommy's breast.
Well, I don't know when Kentucky Babe dropped off to sleep there, but she sure missed some good harmony, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a song that dates back to, 1896. It proves they had airplanes even then. Fly away, Kentucky Babe. Come to think of it, we gotta fly away right now, too. First, though, I'll remind you to try delicious double mint chewing gum. I know you're going to enjoy the smooth, satisfying chewing and the good-tasting double mint flavor, and you'll realize the pleasure that'll be yours when you enjoy it often. So just try it. Refreshing, delicious, double mint chewing gum. I'm Pat Buttram, and I believe that if women really dressed to please their husbands, they'd be wearing 10-year-old dresses. Goodbye now.
Lowell Thomas adds fascinating features to his night...